What a journey this has been. Fatherhood is one thing, but raising a daughter, now that's quite a journey. A very difficult journey. And to most, if not all fathers out there, you all understand where I'm coming from when I talk about raising a daughter is definitely quite a journey. You have to find a balance, is what I learned when raising a daughter. Because it's natural to us as men to want to protect the ones we love, to want to keep them from harm. And because we are hardwired that way, and that's ingrained in who we are as men, I found myself wanting to keep my daughter in a glass box. And I wanted to keep her in that glass box because in my experience and in my journey, I've seen the ugliness of this world. I've seen the kinds of horrific things that can happen. And I've especially seen how difficult the journey can be for a young girl as she evolves into adulthood. Because being a woman is just, being a woman is incredibly difficult. Of course, that's just my perception. Society places so many undue pressures on young girls. And being a father and raising a daughter, I never wanted to add to those pressures that my daughter was going to be facing or was facing amongst society. Which is why I always wanted to keep her in that glass box and keep her from harm. However, I was doing her a disservice because I found that I was robbing her of the opportunity to learn how to become resilient. And I was robbing her of the opportunity to become stronger and to learn how to stand on her own two feet in what can be a pretty ugly world. And I needed to afford her that opportunity because I'm not always going to be here. And there is going to come a day where she won't be able to just pick up the phone or come by and talk to the old man, I guess. So, my daughter has experienced a lot of pain, a lot of difficult moments that she's been able to pull herself up from and keep moving forward. She's become very bright and witty, resilient, strong, and independent young woman who is still out there searching to find her way. What I can tell her is that I admire her for her strength. And what I would want her to know is that she's a lot stronger and a lot more resilient than she gives herself credit for. But I go back to telling you that raising a daughter is quite a journey. So I wrote this piece, it's called My Song of Silence, and I wanted to use this space to just let her know that as long as I'm here, I will always be her biggest supporter. And to all the dads out there raising a daughter, hang in there, man. It's a rough ride, but it's definitely worth it in the end. This is my song of silence, an ode to my daughter. Such a strong word, hate, perhaps disdain. Not certain what you feel for me. I've cried one too many times. Tears I've wiped away angrily. I meant well. My guidance, well-intentioned, but unwelcomed. Experience has groomed me. I saw you hurt. The pain had yet to reach you. Many times I saw you cry alone. You were still smiling, moving through life unsuspectingly, dancing in the eye of a storm. I held my umbrella high, beckoned you to safety, hoping you would feel the shifting of those winds before they ravaged you with sorrow. You shunned me. You laughed at me. Became angry with me at times. Told the world I was overbearing, an unsupportive hindrance. Yet, after the passing of every storm, you longed for that umbrella that is my wisdom. There you would stand, seeking temporary shelter, wanting me to keep silent, until you ran off again, back out into the storm, blind and naive, misled. As again I stood there holding my umbrella, beckoning you to safety, watching you be ravaged by the most avoidable pains, dancing in the eye of this storm, forewarned, disinterested. You always knew best. You always cried alone. Kept singing that song, the one whose lyrics told the false story of that overbearing man who was nothing more than an unsupportive hindrance, yet after being groomed by life, he knew to always stand there, holding his umbrella, beckoning you to safety, crying, watching you dance in the eye of your every storm as he simply waited.